Welcome to day two of the Releasing and Letting Go Mind Camp. So we're going to dig in with some incredibly powerful technology for change, mind technology, for making change, profound and lasting change. So hopefully yesterday you took the time to sit back, relax, and go deep into the Releasing and Letting Go power nap. Now whether you listened all the way through to all the words I said, or drifted off deeper and deeper instead in that session yesterday, it doesn't really matter. The hypnotic mind reprogramming suggestions go deep inside your unconscious to help you make change, to let go of those things that used to hold you back. And those things, those worries and blocks that you had in your future start disappearing more and more. The more you focus your conscious mind on what it is you do want. So today, we're going to look at those feelings that just hold you back, the feeling of being stuck. And so right now, if it's safe and appropriate to do so long as you're not operating any machinery, driving a vehicle, so long as you're in a place that you can just sit down and close your eyes, I'm going to ask you just to think about an area that you feel stuck. And allow something to come to mind. And when you think about maybe an area where there's a blockage, so it can be a blockage of you moving forward, or it can be more of a feeling of being stuck and held back. As you allow yourself to think of a situation where you feel that feeling that holds you back or stopping you from moving forward, notice where that feeling is. Where does it start in your body? And when you notice where that feeling is and where it starts in your body, notice which way it moves. Where does it spread to? It starts here and it tingles out, it pulses, it ripples, it spins. Which way? From where to where? Where is the movement? And once you start noticing that, you can allow yourself to notice what color that feeling is. If it had a color, what color would it be if it doesn't have a color? And as you can imagine, a color for that feeling. So as you pay attention to where that feeling of being stuck is and what color it is and the way that it moves and the speed that it moves and how big that feeling is, with your eyes still closed, you can take that feeling and imagine pulling it outside of your body and seeing it in front of you, moving, rippling, spinning, and see that color. And in your mind, you know what the opposite color of that feeling is. What is the opposite color of that feeling? And in an instant, make the feeling the opposite color and see it spin in the opposite direction, ripple and pulse back the opposite way with the opposite color. And as you imagine the feeling going in the opposite direction, starting where it finished and being the opposite color, pull that feeling inside your body and feel that feeling deep inside, spinning in the opposite direction, the opposite color, that healing, filling, wonderful, beautiful color. And as you spin that feeling in the opposite direction, thinking about that thing that used to hold you back, how different does it feel now? Spin that feeling faster and faster, the bright color in the opposite direction, that wonderful color coming in. Spin it faster as you think about that old thing that in the past held you back, and how different does that feel now? And so as you spin the feeling in the opposite direction, you're literally having the opposite feeling when you think about that old thing that you used to think about now. Open your eyes if you haven't already. And take a moment just to think again. How different does it feel now? Spin the feeling in the opposite direction to change that feeling. When you deliberately make a feeling go in the opposite direction with the opposite color, it is the opposite feeling. So right now, again, think of a different thing, or maybe the same thing, and close your eyes. Notice where that feeling starts and where it moves to. And imagine what color that feeling is. And as you know what color of that feeling is, or imagine what color it is if it had a color, you can know what the opposite of that color is. And as you think of the opposite color, spin that feeling in the opposite direction. Spin it faster in the opposite direction, ripple and pulse it the opposite way as you think about that old thing that was holding you back or limiting you. And as you try and think about that old thing in the same way now, as you spin this feeling faster and faster, you notice how different it feels. And open your eyes. And we'll take just 30 seconds more to do this once again. And that's how quickly these exercises are. In fact, faster, some of them. So, as we take less than 30 seconds to close your eyes and think about something that's holding you back, a limiting belief, an area of stuckness. Notice where that feeling is. Notice what color that feeling has. And spin that feeling in the opposite direction, bright opposite color, faster and faster. And you spin that feeling bright and wonderful through your body as you try and think about that old thing that held you back. Instead, just notice how different and how wonderful it feels as you spin that feeling faster and faster as you think about that old thing that held you back. And open your eyes. This simple technique is something that I've taught to many, many people on an airplane, suffering with nerves. The turbulence hits in. I told a friend of mine to notice where that feeling is, what color it was, spin it in the opposite direction, have the opposite feeling of being scared whilst experiencing the turbulence, and spinning that opposite feeling. I said to my friend, how different does it feel now? And she said, oh, it's gone. The complete opposite feeling. I feel okay, even though the plane's shaking. We know from cybernetics that no two things can occupy the same space and time. So you cannot have the feeling of fear whilst you're deliberately having the opposite feeling of fear. And rather than allowing your unconscious mind and the programming and the old stories that you tell yourself to have that hypnotic control over you, deliberately take conscious control, spin that feeling away. If you were called upon to suddenly stand up and give a speech at a wedding or a company board meeting, and you weren't prepared, and suddenly you get up and there's that feeling of terror in the pit of your stomach spinning and radiating out through your body, and you start stuttering and speaking, and just that presentation would not be a memorable one for the right reason. If you took just a moment in time as you stood up to notice that feeling, where it was, where it moved, what color it was, and deliberately spin the feeling in the opposite direction with the opposite color, take a deep breath in, look at the people in the audience, and then start speaking calmly. Nobody would remember the pause at the beginning of your speech, but everyone would remember what a great presentation, or calm, or excited, or whatever positive emotion. Changing the feeling by deliberately changing the feeling so you feel completely different when you think about that thing. Now, as you prepare to relax deeply into the power nap and allow your unconscious, as you sleep and dream tonight, to go through these techniques again and again, and I don't know how deep you'll relax into the hypnotic releasing and letting go power nap this time. And I do know that moving forward, you can allow yourself to see yourself using this spinning technique of spinning away the feelings when an unpleasant feeling comes to your body, and gain more conscious control, let go and release those things that held you back for far too long. Now, get ready, put on the power nap, and reinforce the learnings with the hypnotic releasing and letting go power nap. And I'll see you tomorrow for another quick, simple mind reprogramming technique. This is John Vincent.